Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So holy mama, in your long arms, your petrochemical arms.
A 30-year journey through America in songs and stories. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today, well, it's a day of previews as we get a first peek at Laurie Anderson's new multimedia work, Delusion, and an early look at Google's plan to challenge iTunes. And violinist Anna Kiko Myers previews her new album about the change of seasons. We start with Laurie Anderson. She emerged from the downtown New York scene in 1981 with this unexpected hit, Oh Superman. It was from her multimedia piece called United States. Earlier this year, she released the album Homeland. Almost 30 years on, it was a darker, more emotional look at America. Now the storytelling violinist, keyboardist, and composer is tackling questions of memory and identity, both personal and national, in her latest collection of stories, music, and visual imagery. It's called Delusion, and it brings Laurie Anderson to our Soundcheck studio for a live performance. Laurie, welcome back.
Thanks a lot.
So a delusion is, by definition, something that's not there, you know, not rooted in reality. Why a whole show about delusion?
Well, it started out as a series of plays, actually, at the beginning. And it was going to be, because I wanted to do something I had no idea how to do. So I thought, I'm going to write plays for two people, and they're going to be about things that you just can't reconcile. So each person would take a point that is true and right and completely the opposite of the other ones. So just wanted to see what would happen. And then it turned into gradually a kind of three-dimensional movie with stories. It's a really strange hybrid.
At what point does music come in?
And then music drifted in sort of at the last minute. And so this concoction of things is going to be opening at BAM on Tuesday. And it's, I don't know what it is. It's a bunch of stories with a lot of pictures. That's the biggest difference for me with this one.
Well, the first time we met, you were just preparing to do United States at BAM. That was in the early 80s, and you said almost the same thing you just said now, which was a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that, you know, you weren't quite sure how they were all going to end up fitting together. 30 years on, and Delusion, it sounds like kind of the same MO, the same method of working.
Wow, that sounds kind of sad. But no, it's really a lot of fun. You know, it's putting these things together because they are really strange brews.
Yeah. Know,
they're just...
Did you see the New York Times yesterday, the Woody Allen interview?
I didn't.
At one point, I was thinking of you because at one point he's talking about, you know, faith healers, fortune tellers, religion and stuff, and he says, we need some delusions to keep us going. Do you agree with that?
As well as illusions and, you know, conclusions and a lot of those things, you know. But delusions, I don't know. This is a collection of stories that is from a lot of different points of view. And also I'm trying to kind of recreate something that I think of as a kind of mental drift, you know, how your mind is really working. Not what you say and not what you come up with, but really how... you can be thinking of 14 things while you and I are having this conversation. You know, maybe not 14, but a couple other things, you know. And fortunately, we don't always say those things. It's a really good thing. But I'm really interested in the way, you know, your mind connects various things. So that's kind of how the glue of delusion.
And speaking of illusions, this first excerpt you're going to play for us features the voice of your alter ego, Fenway Bergamot. Now, tell us who Fenway is.
Well, this started out as the first time I used this filter, which drops the voice, and you'd lose your voice if you did this without a filter, was in something called the Nova Convention in the late 70s with William Burroughs. And I was the MC, so I needed this kind of con artist sort of salesman sort of kind of voice. And so I invented this character. And every time I take him out of the box every couple of years, he's sort of different. This most recent version of him, it was almost a little bit melancholy and kind of quirky. And so this time he got a name, which is Fenway Bergamot, for no good reason. I don't know really why it is that. But it's kind of creepy that he has a name. It's like
and his own Facebook page.
Yes, yeah, we did. We did kind of a little overboard. There's a lot of stuff on there from touring around, but it's a handy kind of voice, and it for that kind of language, this language that kind of rambles and jump cuts.
You used to refer to this voice from your arsenal of many voices as the voice of authority. Is it still?
No, not at all. It's much more. That was sort of a joke, just. Making fun of, blowhards. And so I decided to accept blowhards. I don't mind them anymore. So this is just a voice that is just a different way of creating this kind of mental drift, let's say.
So this will be part of the show of Delusion?
The thing that I'm going to do now is called Mambo and Bling, and it won't be part of this show, but it's that same guy.
Okay. This is Laurie Anderson in the guise of her male alter ego, Fenway Bergamot, in a live performance. Mambo and Bling is the piece from Laurie Anderson live on Soundcheck.
It seems like so many people lately have been trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future. Books and movies and all these predicting websites, but talking about the future, it's really an art form. It's really very, very hard. Now take the classic problem, calculating your odds for something that might happen to you. For example, you have more chance of getting hit and killed by a falling Coke machine than dying in a plane crash. But things keep changing, so you have to keep recalculating the odds and updating the list. So you have to keep adding things like being hit by debris from the space station, or being wiped out by a tsunami, or getting crushed by a crane falling on your building. And then you have to keep crossing other things off the list, like influenza, or avian flu, or getting trampled by herds of horses, or getting hit by a blow dart as you come up out of the subway, or choking on dirt. So it's like a huge project. Meanwhile, though, just getting through security at the airport has become so sad. What could have been a lot of fun, taking off your clothes in public, has become so grim. No laughing, no talking, and when you frisk the old people, their pants are falling down, and everybody's standing in line in their frayed old socks, and their possessions laid out on these conveyor belts. Ah, this world. Which, like Kierkegaard said, can only be understood when lived backwards. Which would entail an incredible amount of planning and confusion. And then, there are those big questions always at the back of your mind. Things like, are those two people over there actually my real parents? Should I get a second Prius? And you who can be silent in four languages, your silence will be considered. Your consent. And the reason that I really love the stars is that we cannot hurt them. We can't burn them or melt them or make them overflow. We can't flood them or blow them up or turn them out. But we are reached for them. We are reaching for them. And you know that scene in the movie? A man comes running out of the bar and he's out of breath and he skids to a halt and he's looking around kind of wildly and he says, "There's trouble out of the mine! There's trouble out of the mine!" And every single person in the bar stops whatever they're doing. People drinking stop with a glass halfway to their mouths. The card players stop in the middle of the deal. And the bartender comes out from behind the bar, and they all go running out to the swinging door, out to the mine. Citizens, patriots, there's trouble out of the mine. Drop what you're doing. There's trouble. There's trouble out of the mine! There's trouble! Out of the mine! There's trouble! Out of the mine!
That is Laurie Anderson live in the WNYC studio. Mambo and Bling features the voice of her male alter ego, Fenway Bergamot, with Laurie, of course, accompanying herself live on the keyboards here in the studio. And the voice of Fenway also appears on Laurie Anderson's most recent album, Homeland. And there, too, it's in a setting that can be kind of chilling, actually, when you listen to it. Is Fenway more than just, I mean, I know this is sort of like asking the ventriloquist if the dummy ever says anything he's not supposed to say, but you know.
In his off hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Does Fenway go places where you as Laurie would not go?
Yeah, the same as the violin does. You know, I use them to cry. I can be the straight man, and they can cry.
So on the album, Fenway is sort of brooding about the state of America. And I guess by the end of this excerpt, he's pretty much doing the same thing, isn't he?
This one was written, Mambo and Bling was written during the, I actually cut it down a little bit while I was doing it, so you never heard about Mambo and Bling in this version. But they're all different versions. Anyway, it was, I guess, during the first months of the collapse, of the economic collapse. And so the trouble out of the mind. But it's a really fun voice to use because you can talk about whatever's happening at the time.
Now, from United States in the early 80s to Homeland this year, that's almost 30 years of your observations, your commentaries on the state of America. Is the new piece, Delusion, more of that?
Not so much. No, this is a more... These are 20 stories with this kind of, as I said, sort of 3D... film, this sort of fractured film that's projected on a lot of different sort of surfaces. And it really is, I don't even know how to describe it yet. It's this, as I said before, kind of a weird hybrid. And some of the things that it's about, I don't think I really understand yet.
Hmm. You have performed the piece elsewhere, though, right?
The first time was, the first version of it was in last February in Vancouver at the Olympics.
Right.
And
They helped to commission the piece, in fact.
They did, yeah.
So how long does it usually take you to realize what it is you're actually doing in a piece?
I often don't ever find out, really. And just I know that it's the only way that I can put it into some kind of shape. And then I don't really feel like analyzing it. I feel like that less and less now, like how to put something in a bin or describe what it is. And it's kind of more fun for me just to do it.
Mm-hmm. The piece is Delusion, and it opens the BAM Next Wave Festival next Tuesday, September 21st, and is running in the BAM Opera House through October 3rd. Laurie Anderson, my guest on Soundcheck today. On the album Homeland, even when you're not being like kind of out-and-out political, a lot of the songs are still very pointed commentaries on American society and stuff. And I thought it might be fun to hear a little bit of this song, Only an Expert. What's this about?
I just got really tired of being in this place where you're kind of infantilized. You're treated kind of like a kid. I mean, like, every Oprah show you have to have this problem. And really, you know, frankly, there's not really that much wrong with you. It's hard to live. You have problems. You know, it's not like, you know, and figure them out, you know. So same with the, like, ask your doctor if you'll need to have this. You know, well, ask yourself, you know. So, but I think it's kind of an inevitable sort of development of specialization. And, you know, everybody has to have their little niche. Mm-hmm. So I wrote the song about experts.
It's called Only an Expert, and it's from Laurie Anderson's most recent album called Homeland.
Let's say you're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem. But you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem. And so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem. And so you're probably going to get nailed. You're going to get exposed. And you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
And on these shows, the shows that try to solve your problems.
That's Laurie Anderson from the album Homeland. The album was produced by Laurie Anderson with a big assist from Lou Reed, who plays a mean guitar on that song called Only an Expert. Laurie Anderson with us in the Soundcheck studio, looking forward to the opening of the Next Wave Festival next Tuesday with her big multimedia piece called Delusion. And this time with the violin in hand, here again is Laurie Anderson with an excerpt from Delusion.
I'm standing in the room where she's dying. And she's talking in a high new voice I've never heard before. Why are there so many animals on the ceiling now? She says. What are the very last things you say in your life? What are the last things you say before you turn into dirt? When my mother died, she was talking to the animals that had gathered on the ceiling. She spoke to them tenderly. All you animals, she said. Her last words, all scattered. Different trains, places she'd always meant to go. Don't forget you're in the hospital, we kept saying. She holds up her hand. Thank you. Thanks so much. No. The pleasure is all mine. She tries again. It's been my privilege and my honor to be part of this experiment, this experience, this and you and your family, and it's been tell the animals kill all the animals, she said. Is it a pilgrimage? Towards what? Which way do we face? Which way do we face? Thank you so much for having me.
Laurie Anderson, live in the Soundcheck studio in an excerpt from Delusion, a collection of stories, music, lots of visual imagery, all of it opening the BAM Next Wave Festival next Tuesday, the 21st, and running through October 3rd. And Laurie Anderson solo, the keyboard, the violin, the voice, all live here in the Soundcheck studio. And Laurie, so much else that we could talk about, but let me just, before I let you go, ask you about, you mentioned animals in that piece. You and Lou Reed did an opera for dogs in Sydney, right?
No, it was a concert.
A concert for dogs.
Some music for dogs, yeah.
How did that go? And more importantly, how would you know?
Well, it's really obvious. I mean, dogs and people find it pretty hard to hide your enthusiasm or your boredom in an audience. It started out when I was backstage at a commencement green room, waiting to give a speech to some, you know, people who were going to be artists. And I was thinking, oh, what can I tell them? Oh, brother, you know, is it? And Yo-Yo Ma was there as well. And we were like just, it was really hot. We were just talking. And I was saying, you know, my fantasy is to be doing a show and I look out and the whole audience is dogs. And he said, that's mine too. And I said, okay, whoever gets the first opportunity to do this invites the other. So in June, we did a show at Sydney Opera House outside for dogs. And it was a dream. Thousands of dogs showed up with their people. And it was like, their people.
So they brought their people.
They brought their
people. I want to go to this concert. You're taking me.
Yeah. And it was like, we did so many great shows in this two-week series, but it was the dog thing that people really related to because, first, I mean, we.
Well, what was it? I mean, could humans hear anything?
At the beginning, I was going to do high pitched things that they really enjoy, you know, very high frequency things. And then a few dog trainers said, I wouldn't do that. You know, you don't know what's going to happen when a lot of dogs are hanging out listening to that. So we didn't do that, but we did a number of things. We started out because it was like right on the harbor with some a kind of invocation for whales. So we brought these whale sounds because why do animals sing? I mean, really to find each other, for one thing. Whales in the ocean and dogs are, where I'm over here. I'm, you know,
right.
You're over there. Okay. And I'm over here. That's about it, you know, that they're saying, I think. But so we did, it was a short show, 20 minutes. And it was really one of the most happy things I've ever been part of, you know, because there were a lot of dogs who were just, they were really proud to be there. They're like, this is for us.
That's something we could use a little bit of here in this town, I would think.
Yeah.
Hopefully what Sydney got to experience this summer, we'll get to experience here in New York. But for this fall, it's Delusion, opening on Tuesday, September 21st, running through October 3rd at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, the Next Wave Festival. Laurie Anderson with us on Soundcheck today. Laurie, thank you so much
for
stopping by.
Thank you.
A little more from Laurie Anderson's album Homeland here, and up next, the future of music is in the clouds, and it's powered by Google, they hope. And later, we'll talk with violinist Anne Akiko Myers about her forthcoming album, Seasons Dreams. This is Soundcheck.